And with me in the KRVS studios now are Mariusz Smolik, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, and composer Glenn McClure, who is here because a symphony commissioned a wonderful piece called The Legacy of the Atchafalaya, an environmental oratorio. And, you know, I was just thinking as Michael Doucet was wailing away on that fiddle, mm-hmm. that was actually a perfect introduction to the symphony this time. Oftentimes it's not quite so connected, mm-hmm. but with this wonderful piece that Glenn has composed for the concert on Saturday. That's kind of a nice lead-in. So give us a brief history. I know that at the beginning of the season you spoke about the commissioned work and a little bit about how it came about. But tell us why you commissioned the piece and how it interfaces with the symphony season.
Thank you very much for having us and giving us opportunity to talk about what the ASO is doing this weekend. The overall theme for our season is water, which is first in the series of different elements that we're going to study through the eyes of music. And when you think about water in Louisiana and living in Lafayette, you can't escape the presence and the importance of the local bayous and the rivers and, of course, the Atchafalaya. So for me, it was a very logical direction to turn to. But how to make it a valid symphonic presentation was another step. And what really helped me finalize my plan how to incorporate the local water with what we are doing was the initiative of the local Boy Scouts who were celebrating a few years ago the 100th anniversary of establishing the local scouting organization. They made a pledge to the Atchafalaya Basin that they will take care of that beautiful place of nature for the next 100 years. And I thought, what a wonderful opportunity to marry their initiative, our interest in water. And I think we often see different sort of media and arts as the way to comment on the present activities, on present life. But I think historically, many of the important historical pieces, operas, symphonies in a way, other performing arts creations, were also commenting on what was happening in the history of a given place. So I think a musical commentary on our interest in water, the scouts' interest in Atchafalaya, that can be commented through a new piece. So I found Glenn through some research, and I found that he actually did something similar in the past when he was writing a musical commentary on the project in Connecticut, also that had some environmental implications. So we started talking, and you mentioned Mike Doucet playing violin and introducing this segment of the program. And when I think about the local water, local nature, you can't escape the local musical traditions. So as the concept of the piece started to evolve, I immediately turned Glenn's attention to the world of local folk music. And I told him, you really should look at that as an important component of making this commentary and writing that piece. So very quickly, those different blocks came together. Glenn, who is from upstate New York, came here to visit our place, get a sense of the local culture. We went to a Belfast Cajun music camp. He went down in the swamp and paddled in the kayak, and we went to Festival International. So I think after that, got the badge of a qualified composer to write a piece about what
Boy Scout badge, too, probably,
Boy Scout badge to be a qualified composer for that project. And he'd been working on it for several months, and we'll see the fruits of our labor in about 48 hours.
This at the Hyman Performing Arts Center on Saturday. Well, Glenn, welcome back to our community.
Thank you so much.
So you had a full experience back in April. What were your first thoughts when Mariusz contacted you? I mean, as he mentioned, this wasn't the first time that you've done this kind of environmental composition or worked with ethnic groups. But what did you think of when he explained what he was interested in?
Well, first of all, it was so gratifying to get a call from a symphony conductor that asks this question, asks a question of partnership, asks a question mm-hmm. of how can we put these different parts of our community together in a singular expression of some mm-hmm. kind. Mm-hmm. That's not the kind of questions of most conductors ask. Okay, and so that's to Mariusz's credit to be looking at the ASO as an expression of the larger community, not just simply as an organization that carries on classical music,
imposes a certain idea of music on the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing. The second thing was that I was very excited about it because the chance to work with Christine Balfa, who is famous in so many ways, even way up in the Northeast, that was a wonderful treat, and also to explore this other dance music tradition. Up in my area, I grew up in the midst of a bunch of old-time ethnic music players, none of them Cajun, okay, but mm-hmm. but Scotch-Irish players, old-time Italian players. And so I felt very much at home when we were out with Christine at the Cajun Music Camp mm-hmm. that day.
I guess one of the different things here is the number of young people who play. It's not just the older ethnic musicians. It's very vibrant here. It's very much alive. It's not just strains from a distant past that we're performing here.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that adds another element to it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for me, though those traditions back home are continue to bubble along. They don't have the kind of public recognition mm-hmm. and just sheer cultural power and force that Cajun music does.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure people are very curious how you go about creating something from these different elements. You're obviously very pleased that Mariusz was so sensitive to the culture and this partnership was very important to him. But how do you go about doing that musically? And to you that may be something very natural, but for us to think, okay, he's given Cajun and Creole music. He's been taken on a swamp tour and told how committed the Boy Scouts are. How do you start musically creating something that reflects all of that, especially the environmental part?
Okay. Well, let's start with the environmental part. There's the form of the tone poem, okay, the musical picture, okay, that is something any classical music fan is aware of. Anyone who watches movies and listen to the soundtrack, okay, those film composers are doing very much the same thing, mm-hmm. There's that opening sense of geez, how do we take sound and mimic, okay, this experience of the swamp. When I went out on the bayou and we were going along at a pretty good clip and it was looking like the bayou was going to end, but it was really this place where the Boy Scout leaders called the wall, okay, in which the open bayou just shuts down into this dark, deep, rich swamp that in the first movement of the piece we have that motion mm-hmm. at the beginning mm-hmm. of
continuing
gathering.
On into the darkness and the thickness of the
mm-hmm. right yeah but to go deeper than that, okay, since the Boy Scouts are studying the swamp, okay, and there's increased interest in scientific research of the swamp, what I did was to ask for scientific data, okay, from various parts of the swamp, and the Boy Scouts generated some water level data for me, and I took that data and ran it through a couple of different equations, okay, where I could take those numbers and turn them into pitches. Okay, so the a large part of the first movement, the sort of tone poem section, is based upon a chord progression that is generated by two individual lines that are lifted right out of the data.
So they're related to those water levels.
Yeah, in a very mathematical mm-hmm, mm-hmm. kind of way, and so in that way, then the The sound not only embeds a sort of emotional experience, but it also embeds the scientific research that's going into it as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How fascinating. I mean, you often hear that between music and math there is a correlation, you know, but you're actually physically incorporating that into the sound of your piece. Yeah. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in at this moment, my guests are Mariusz Smoly, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, and Glenn McClure. He's a composer who was commissioned by the symphony to produce a piece called The Legacy of the Atchafalaya, which goes very nicely with their theme of water throughout the year and working with the Boy Scouts and honoring their commitment to the Atchafalaya and the water of this area. So you have all these elements, and in addition to that, the Boy Scouts, or at least one of the Boy Scouts, wrote a poem. And so you have language incorporated in with your piece as well.
Right. Yeah. I think that you know, the presence of the Atchafalaya Basin here, okay, it is one central part of the community, but it's seen by different constituencies in so many different ways. Okay. And some as a livelihood, some as a place that reminds them of their tradition. Okay, tourists coming in, enjoying the beauty, scientists, and so we also really wanted to have the Boy Scouts' view of this place, which the two poems that we got, the two writing samples were wonderful mixes of an emotional response to this beautiful place, a hope for preserving it in the future, and also a real desire to explain the role of the Atchafalaya here in ways that maybe folks that are just driving across the bridge wouldn't think, you know, to go more deeply into their relationship with the Swamp Basin.
Mm-hmm. So how is that incorporated, the words? Do you have music behind them and they will be reciting it live? They'll be there.
Yes, we'll have two Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. The authors of the poem actually were not available. One of them is now in college. He wrote it as a senior in Lafayette High School. Mm-hmm. Now he is in college. But I really like the poem. It's really, really well written. His name is Derek Brew. So his poem will be recited by two younger colleagues. And also the other poem is the basis of a song, mm-hmm. right, that Christine and Children Choir will be singing.
Oh, okay.
We have many different parts into this presentation. We have orchestra, of course. We have a Children Choir. We have Christine Balfa singing. We have Children Choir singing. And also we're going to show on the big screen above the orchestra some of the really most astounding, beautiful photographs that the scouts made last summer, showing the beauty, the visual component of telling the story of
really
the Atchafalaya.
Really complimenting this tone poem,
right.
This tone oratorio. Well, did you write the music that Christine Balfa will be playing, or is this more traditional music? How is that incorporated?
I did write the music, mm-hmm. but wrote it with a strong reference toward this beautiful musical tradition that mm-hmm. that Christine is such an important a representative of here. So it pulls elements mm-hmm. of the style into that.
Is it giving too much away to say which songs, which melodies perhaps you pulled from? Or were there any particular melodies that you were struck by and that aided you?
No particular mm-hmm. ones. I just listened to stacks and stacks and stacks of it and walked away from that experience with a sense of what the musical language is mm-hmm. in this mm-hmm. In this local tradition.
So how would you describe the feeling of that? I mean, I'm thinking of what Michael Doucet was just playing, that extremely mournful, and there are elements of that in a Cajun music, although you don't get it in the dance halls quite as much. What elements, emotional tones, were you looking for?
Yeah, the first movement definitely is a movement that has a melancholy flavor mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to it. That Christine does some singing of one of these poems, and then we have the full poem that's mm-hmm. recited in the center of the piece. The second piece is just a joyful, fun one step.
A one step.
dance tune, very anthem like in its quality here. We're hoping to get the audience to sing along a little bit here.
Dance in the aisles.
It won't be easy, but we'll see.
Well, I think people here, they're very proud of their traditions. They're very proud of their music, proud of everything here. And it's all, they're fascinated by how people interpret it and what they pick out of it, what they see. And they're very watchful about it, but most appreciative generally that someone has been interested and incorporates it and creates something even bigger and higher out of our own background.
Yeah. Well, it's a real privilege to get to know people here and to have this piece of music played by the ASO and of course to have Christine singing along.
Absolutely. So. Again, my guest composer Glenn McClure has composed a piece for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. It's called The Legacy of the Atchafalaya. It will be performed this Saturday with the symphony. And so, of course, you know, you've come to Louisiana in two of the most beautiful months of the year. You've come in April and October. They didn't make you come back in the middle of the summer in the Atchafalaya to experience?
Maybe next summer I'm going to have to go on one of those kayak trips.
That's right. You'll come back and do another work for some other element.
Right.
In addition to Legacy of the Atchafalaya, which that's the title of the entire concert, really, but you'll be playing some other pieces as well.
We have two other major compositions on the program. We're going to start the concert with an interesting arrangement of music from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, which is based on his dance suite that Bernstein wrote himself for West Side Story, arrangement made especially for the Harlem String Quartet. And they will be playing the solo parts and visiting us in this unique arrangement of Bernstein's masterpiece. And we're going to end our concert with another important composer whose name starts with B. I need to change your last name. All the great composers start with B. I'm kidding.
I'll work on that. Yeah.
Which is, in this case, Beethoven. And we're going to perform his probably most famous symphony next to the Choral Symphony, which is Symphony Number 5, called the Fate Symphony.
It's one of the most famous introductory notes.
Yeah, with this, everybody knows that. Like everybody knows the smile of Mona Lisa from entire Da Vinci collection.
That's right. What an interesting piece to choose. I mean, that this idea that we're talking about the fate of the Atchafalaya and how well are we going to maintain it and keep it and nurture it as well. So there's a lot of, it is a very serious piece, but this is very serious talking about.
But, you know, what's wonderful about the Fifth Symphony, it goes from the minor to the major. It's from the darkness to light. Mm-hmm. And in a way, your composition also starts in the darker mood and ends with the lighter mood. And it's another little element that I think is important in the structure of the entire concert. It's another attempt on my part to show how different styles, very different styles of music can actually come together and how much you gain from listening to Bernstein in the light of Beethoven or listening to a new composition in the light of Bernstein. I think all those things feed off each other. It's as if you put on the wonderful plate many different fruits and suddenly the pineapple looks very different in the presence of few peaches and an apple rather than when you look at three peaches without anything around. And I think that's the power of music.
That we don't have to compartmentalize it, that if it's good, it's good, and they have connections. And you've been very good about doing that in our community with all of your concerts and themes as well. We're just about out of time, but I want to let people know that the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will perform this Saturday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. It's a part of their season-long theme of water. And with them will be Glenn McClure, the composer of The Legacy of the Atchafalaya, an environmental oratorio. Tickets are available through your website or at the Hyman Center?
Yes, through our website, to the Hyman Center. And please remember, it's a 6 o'clock concert. We're trying the earlier times first time this season. So if we are planning on joining us, please come at 6 o'clock because about 7:30 will be done.
All right. 6 o'clock this Saturday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. And, of course, your website is always available with more information.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.